Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed.
Alleluia, Christ is risen. Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. We sing. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, who through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, overcame death and opened to us the gate of everlasting life, grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of the Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. This through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated.
This morning's first lesson is from the book of Acts. Peter communicates the whole of salvation history in a stirring altar call. This is the heart of the gospel, that God has always loved his creation, that God triumphs resoundingly over evil, and that God invites humanity to new life through Jesus Christ. Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts men from every nation who fear him and do what is right. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, telling the good news of peace through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil, because God was with him. We are witnesses of everything he did in the country of the Jews and in Jerusalem. They killed him by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him from the dead on the third day and caused him to be seen. He was not seen by all of the people, but by witnesses whom God had already chosen, by us who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one whom God appointed as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. This is the word of the Lord. The psalm for this Easter Sunday is on page 4 in your bulletin. It's Psalm 118. We'll read responsively by verse. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord has triumphed.
I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord.
The same stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.
This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes.
On this day the Lord has acted. We will rejoice and be glad in it. The second lesson is from Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 to 4. Paul calls on Christians to stay focused on their life in Christ. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
On the first day of the week, at early dawn, the women who had come with Jesus from the Galilee went to the tomb, taking the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, Why do you seek the living among the dead? Remember how he told you while he was still in the Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of the sinful and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. And they remembered all of his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now, it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. And this is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you.
Be seated. Well, it's such a joy to be with you today on this wonderful, wonderful morning. I was standing outside just enjoying the outdoors for a few moments because I've been locked up inside for weeks now doing work. And one of my friends tells me, somebody asked me, he's like, "Boy, are you out here in the drizzle?" And one of my friends says, "Remember this, Jim, inclement weather is not." Inclement, that is, you know. Go outside. Well, I've been living with this notion of the resurrection now for, how old am I now? 63. So since I was a child, going to Sunday school at the Luther Center in Fairport Harbor, Ohio, you know, seeing the little Sunday school lessons and everything. And I've come to some realizations about it, or at least some things that I'm led in a certain direction about the resurrection. You know, it's a beautiful thing that happened 2,000 years ago. We celebrate and give thanks that Jesus was raised from the dead. It's really a pretty cool thing, don't you think? It's pretty nifty. You can tell what generation I come from saying cool and nifty. Not cool. And it's really, you know, we look forward to, part of our deepest hope is that resurrection at the end of time, right? When all the dead will be raised imperishable, right? That final resurrection, you know, after all the screaming and hollering gets to happen, right? And we all were raised. But I've been realizing over the years that resurrection is not something that just happened, it wasn't just an event then or an event in the future. But it is a living, breathing process that we live with every single day, every hour, and I would say even every breath. Well, maybe every breath's a little exaggerated, but not every hour. We constantly live in this process, this ongoing process of dying and rising. We live in our life, all through our life, with this ongoing, alive process and cycle of dying and rising. I have data on this, and if you want names, dates, and places, I can give it to you. Dying and rising is a living activity of our being in God. It's a process. It's this whole process of letting go and then allowing. It's an activity of releasing and dropping things and being open to the present moment and to the life at hand. To use religious language, it is this ongoing process of forgiving, right? The fancy word forgiveness simply means to drop it, to let it go, right? And so we're always in this process of releasing, of forgiving, of dropping things from the past, and recognizing, to use a Pauline term here, those of you that love the Paul's writings, and recognizing the new creation that is alive and present among us. What are some of those things we are called to let go of? The past? Any of you burdened by the past? I was thinking about this morning. We feel that we are living in a captivity to the past, and we're encouraged to release that past and to be in time that is fresh and open and now. Many of us have emotional hurts or injuries from the past that we are asked to release, to die to let go of, and to realize the new possibilities, the new creation that is happening right here, right now, in your hearts and minds and even in your bodies. Do any of you have minds that kind of, where you kind of talk to yourself all day long? Do any of you do that? What do they say? The problem isn't that you talk to yourself. The problem is when you answer, you know. Well, just so you know, this is a thing that every human mind does for 200,000 years of human development. Everybody's naturally talks to yourself and answers, just so you know. I haven't found anybody yet who doesn't talk to themselves. What I like to call that whole process is the story we tell ourselves, right? So we're always telling ourselves a story. And you know, it's like, well, you know, he embarrassed me in front of those people just because he wanted to get back at me. That's a story you tell yourself. You cannot know that. You tell yourself stories about who you are. Oh, you know, I grew up in an alcoholic household. Actually, I did. But I grew up in an alcoholic household, and my life has just been set on a path, and I'm just doomed to be captive to this past. Well, that's a story you tell yourself. Yeah, there were some drunks back there. That's true. But that alcoholic isn't here now. What kind of stories do we tell ourselves about our life, about who we are, about how the world is, about who God is? And part of that dying and rising is being willing to let go of some of that story you tell yourself and arrive in the present moment and realize that it's fresh, there's new, there's rising and resurrection happening right here, right now, in your own heart and mind, your life and your relationship. The resurrection of Jesus is a beautiful, wonderful, great, and mysterious event 2,000 years ago, right? And we look forward to that resurrection in the future. But we are encouraged to be aware of dying to the way we lived in even this morning, 2 hours ago, and to be living right now, grounded in the present moment, with an open mind, with open hearts, to the life that is flowing to us, the life and spirit that's flowing through us, moment by moment, day by day. Jesus was raised to help us recognize that we too are raised and made new day after day, hour by hour, to the new life that is given to us. It's life that's fresh and beautiful and filled with grace and compassion. It's there, whether you see it or not, whether you feel it or not, or experience it or not. This fresh new life, new creation, is among us right here, right now, in the present moment. There's lots of suffering and pain in the world. There's lots of trouble. It's not all just daisies growing out there, is it? If anybody has any, if you want to kind of bump into trouble and injury and pain, come join me any day down at Metro Health. We can stumble into it in a matter of moments. But in the midst of that, if you'll just soften your gaze if you'll just ground yourself in God's present moment right now, you can also see resurrection, new life, letting go, embracing the beauty of things like courage and devotion and love, commitment and faith, and the grace that God pours to us each moment that we live and breathe and have our being. My friends, may this resurrection life continue to fill your hearts, your minds, and your daily life with the resurrection life of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please turn with me in your bulletin to page 5. And let's stand and profess our faith through the Nicene Creed, a creed that is used all over Christendom, especially on this day. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, true from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end.
We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds
with the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let's pray together the prayers of the people, starting on page 6. In peace, we pray to you, Lord God. For all people in their daily life and work.
For our families, friends, and neighbors, and for those who are alone.
For this community, the nation, and the world. For the just and proper use of your creation.
For the victims of hunger, fear, injustice, and oppression.
For all who are in danger, sorrow, or any kind of trouble, and we especially lift up this morning the Christians in Sri Lanka who were murdered by who knows whom, worshiping on Holy Easter. We also pray for those on our prayer list on the back of the bulletin. We pray for Ed and Lillian, for Mary Lou, for Bob, for Barb and Irv, for Michael, for Bill and Judy, for Marilyn, for Karen and Lois, for Sharon, for Joan, for Velta, for Rose, for Art, for George. We pray for Tony Kuma, for Sylvia Little and Bishop Little, for Jack Morgan, for Trevor, and for the Eliza Jennings residents. For those who minister to the sick, the friendless, and the needy. We pray for the unity and peace of the Church of God. We pray for Archbishop Welby, our presiding Bishop Curry, our own bishops, Hollingsworth and Love, for all bishops and other ministers, especially this morning, Pastor Jim. We pray for the special needs and concerns of this congregation. Hear us, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all the blessings of this life. We will exalt you, O God, our King.
And praise your name forever and ever.
We pray for all who have died, that they may have a place in your eternal kingdom, especially Julie. Lord, let your loving kindness be upon them. Let's pray together in unison this prayer. Our Father in heaven, we pray with open hearts and minds to know your will for us. Reveal to us the initiatives we should take for nourishing ourselves with your word, for supporting each other in Christian fellowship, for taking the gospel to outside communities, and for loving and serving others in the power of your Spirit. We are grateful for the pastoral encouragement you have provided us in this season. We are grateful for our lay leadership in their shouldering of extra burdens. Lord, we ask that you lay bare the hearts of this congregation and open each one of us to every new day. Open to us what you would have for our future as a new church family in Christ. Amen.
We pray to you also for the forgiveness of our sins. Have mercy upon us, most merciful Father.
In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things done and left undone. So hold us by your Spirit, that we may live and serve.
Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Please stand. May the peace of the Lord be with you always. Greet one another with words of peace.
executive session.
Peace. Happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you too. Thanks, Bruce.
I'll be over in your neighborhood.
You go outside.
This afternoon.
Oh, that's awesome.
Going to the store with my daughter.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Happy Easter.
Happy Easter.
A special thanks to Jim Kuma for spending Palm Sunday, Easter Sunday, and Holy Week with us. We'll have a little prayer before the recessional for he and his wife. Some challenging times, and so we'll lift him up in prayer. And he did affirm this morning that he is now accepting prayer.
Yes.
Yes?
Usually I tell people to leave us alone, but we've been accepting prayer now for a year and a half.
So. Well, you got to get some this morning. Pete, where are you, sir?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Two things. This is a reminder that Saturday night we are hosting the stir fry dinner at 6 o'clock here at the church. It's free. There's two kinds. There's a plain stir fry and a chicken stir fry. We'll also have a salad, dessert, and good fellowship and good communion. Secondly, I want to thank all of my cast members for last week's wonderful performance of The Passion of Christ. I appreciate all of your volunteers and helping out. Thank you very much.
Let me echo that word of appreciation. So this Easter time is an especially busy period. Hats off to the Altar Guild and all of the folks who have helped make this service so special. You know, the Altar Guild is an organization, a group of people who are unsung heroes working behind the scenes to set up the altar, to lay out the flowers, to do all the preparation that we all take for granted. We walk in on a Sunday morning and there it is, and we just kind of say, well, oh, right, it's there. So, Jennifer, thank you. And your team. Speaking of flowers, actually, one other thing. So for those visiting us today, we will continue next Sunday a series on the church in Babylon. This is a book and Bible study developed by Dr. Erwin Lutzer out of Moody Church in Chicago. His basic theme is that we, the church in America today, have much that we can learn about how to survive and thrive based on how the Israelites survived and thrived in Babylon many years ago. So it's been, I think it's been a good study. Next Sunday, our topic will be sexual preference. So this will be a timely issue. We invite you to come not only to church on Sunday, but to the Church in Babylon study right after the 10 o'clock service. There will be someone to pray with you and back during this Eucharist, and I invite any of you who provided flowers to take them home. They are a lovely adornment of the altar. Take them home and enjoy them with your family. Peace be with you.
We now receive our offerings and tithes, a sacrifice to the Lord.
Let us rejoice, let us be glad,
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, a good and joyful thing always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of the heavens and the earth. But chiefly we are bound to praise you for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the true Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and has taken away the sin of the world. By his death he has destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, he has won for us everlasting life. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Holy and gracious Father, in your infinite love you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you, in your mercy, sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink of it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith. We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension, we offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in constancy, unity, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Thank you. now let us gather all these prayers and praises as we pray as Christ taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. The gifts of God for the people of God. Come, for all is prepared.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. Amen. May the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.